ൂഢകലാപകുണ്ഡനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. They're learning Saundarya Lahari. So today we will discuss the 30th shloka of Saundarya Lahari. So Shankara has been discussing different types of worship, worship of Devi in different forms, and how that would, like what that would give a person, what fruit. So at the peripheral level or directly, what it would give a person, like what siddhis, what like taking us away from bhaya, taking us away from other things like jara mrityu harini. So sudham apya swadhya prati bhaya jara mrityu harini. So that will take us beyond jara mrityu. It will take us beyond all the emotions of bhayam, jara like body, bodily decay, and mrityu. Similarly, like he has been speaking, Shankara has been speaking about different types of siddhis, but finally in the 30th shloka he speaks about the worship of Devi as one's own self. So aham, aham, aham. So this is the very, like this is very similar to what Ramana said in, Ramana says in the, in Upadesha Saram, that worship of Ishvara as one's own self, as soham, I am that, saha aham, such a worship is greater than worship. Bheda bhavana soham ityaso bhavana bhida pavani mata. So bheda bhavanat, other than bheda bhavam, different from bheda bhavam, or having the bhedam, difference between the bhakta, oneself, and Devi. So other than like having the difference between oneself and Devi, bheda bhavanat, sohamiti asau, sohamiti, asau, asau, this worship, sohamiti, which is soham, saha, aham, I am him, such a worship. Bhavana abhidha, this bhavana, so bhavana, which is abhidha, without any difference. Pavani mata, pavani, it is purer, it is better. Matha, such is my view, such is the view of Mahatma, says Ramana. So Ramana is also saying the same thing. So here Shankara, in the 30th shloka, Shankara speaks about Devi, worshipping Devi as Tvam Aham Iti Sadha. So like what is the, What does a person gain by worshipping Devi as one's own self? So that is Atmanivedanam. So it is not even Atmanivedanam, but worshipping Devi as one's own self. So that is what Shankara is speaking in the 30th shloka, which we are going to discuss today. And before entering into the shloka, the meaning of the shloka, the import of the shloka, we'll try to learn the shloka. So this shloka is set in the popular raga called Mandu. I'm not sure about the songs that are there in this raga, but this is set in one of the most popular raga called Mandu. So the shloka goes like this. Swadi. Okay, one second. Swadeho bhuta bir grine birani madhya birabito nishave अहमिति सदा भावयति यः किमाश्चर्यं तस्य त्रिनयनसमृद्धिं त्रिनयतो महासंवर्ताग्निर् विरचयति नीराजन विधिम्। So this is set in another popular raga called Mandu. So I may have sung it in the wrong way because I have learnt it only just 10 minutes back. But it's a very popular raga. So here Shankara is speaking about Devi's worship of Devi as one's own self. So Ahamiti Sada Bhavayati Yaha. So getting into the meaning of the shloka. So Nitye means like one who is eternal, one who is beyond birth and death, one who is eternal is the meaning. Nitye, Nitye means one who is Nityam, Nityavastu, O Nitye, O Devi, who are eternal. Like Devi, you are eternal, such an eternal Devi. Swadeha Udbhutabhihi. Swadeha means from your own body. Udbhutabhihi. Like that, Udbhutabhihi means that which has been, which is created, which is coming out of your own body. So, which is created or caused out of your own body. What is that? Grinibihi. Grinibihi means like various rays. Rays. Animadhyabihi abhitaha. So, which is quite higher or better than animadhyabihi. Animadhyabihi. So, means there means like the Ashtamasiddhi. Anima, Garima, Lagima, and all those things. And Abhitaha means like surrounded. So, O Devi, like you are surrounded by various siddhis, which are like kiranas or rays coming out of your body. That means one who worships Devi, one who can attain Devi's grace, he'll be able to gain the Ashtama siddhis, Anima, Garima, Lagima, Mahima, and all those siddhis. So Sache Devi and Nishevye. So Nishevye means one who is worthy of being served. Nishevye means like one who can be served or one who should be served, worthy of being served. O Devi, you who are surrounded by Animadi and you who are worthy of being served. Sache Devi, Tvam, you, Ahamiti. Ahamiti, like as I am you, in such a way, yaha sadha bhavayati, yaha, he who sadha bhavayati, he thinks, contemplates, sadha, always. So, O Devi, such a Devi, one who contemplates on you as I am you are myself, aham, you are me, means myself is you, I am you, such a way who worships. Such a person, tasya, for him, trinayana samriddhim trinayato, for such a person, trinayato, trinam means grass. So trinayataha means comparable to grass. Trinayana samriddhim, trinayana means shambhu, samriddhim like the wealth, so or wealth or the powers. Which can be equated with Sadashiva. Even that, such a person who worships you as your own self, he considers that as Trinatulyam. He considers it as one with grass. That means he considers it to have no value at all. Considering like a person who worships you as his self, as I am you, aham, I am you, aham tvam. So I am you, such who worships you in such a way, such a person, he considers even the samriddhi or the wealth of or wealth and power or the very status of Sadashiva as trinatulyam, as one with grass. And for such a person, what does it happen? Mahasambarta agnihi. So burning fire, mahasambarta agnihi. So very like burning fire. So burning fire means like the fire which samvartagni. Samvartagni is the fire which kind of deludes and destroys us. So such a fire which deludes as well as destroys us. Such a fire nirajana vidhim virachayati. Such a fire like worships this person who worships you as his self. Such a person is being worshipped by Mahasambhatta Agnihi. Nirajana vidhim virachayati. It does arati of a person, like he does nirajanam of such a person. That means a person who worships you as his self, he will be praised or worshipped by Mahasambhatta Agnihi. That means, what does that mean? It means that such a person who worships you as his own self, he will go beyond all delusion. He will go beyond all the powers of the world. He, like ajnanam, moham, alasyam, like whatever bad qualities we can find in the world, the bad qualities, those bad qualities which lead us into trouble, which lead us into sorrow, which lead us into suffering, such powers will not even touch such a person. So such a person who worships Devi as his self, he worships as, O Devi, I am you. You are me, I am you. Only you are there. That means I am you. Myself is you only. I know that. Such a person who worships Devi in such a way, for such a person, there will be no delusion. So it is apt. It's an apt resonating view of the scriptures that if we worship ourselves as Devi, Devi is beyond everything. Everything has come out of Devi. Whatever we see is only an illusion in Devi. The illusion can never affect its substratum. The illusion of water seen in desert can never affect the desert. The snake seen in the rope cannot bite the rope because snake is only an illusion. The illusion can never paint or even touch the substratum, which means that since a person who worships Devi as like his own self, that means I am Devi. If I am Devi, then how can the problems of the world, how can Maya, how can Avidya, how can Moham, how can Dukkham, how can Samsaram affect me? Because I am Devi, I am beyond all those things. Everything is an illusion seen in me, therefore they cannot affect me in any way. So this is Kim Ashcharyam. Ashcharyam Kim. For this, why should a person be surprised at it? So that means Shankara is telling that a person who worships Devi like this, there is no surprise that he is not deluded. He is never deluded. That's why Mahatmas like Amma, like various Jivan Muktas and Mahatmas, are never tainted by any of the worldly emotions. They are not tainted by the suffering of the world. Oh, I see Amma is crying when I go to her. So Amma says, and Mahatmas say, that they are just a mirror in which we see our reflection. So if we want their right view, if we want their clear view or their personal view about the suffering of the world, then they will reply in Ramana's words that I don't see any suffering. So I see only Brahman. So drishtim jnanamayim kritva pashyet brahmamayam jagat. If we make our vision that of knowledge, then we will see everything as Brahman, everything as filled with Devi. Therefore such people of the world, they are never deluded. Whether tsunami comes, or whether hundreds of people die, or whether you praise them, whether you follow them, you flock around them, whether you curse them, still they are the same. So there is a song of Amma which says, Vannikkunnorum ninnikkunnorum anyarella amma karuma makkal. So that means Vannikkunnor means like people, Vandanam, who do Vandanam, നിന്ദിക്കുന്നോർ, ദറ്റ് മീൻസ് നിന്ദ, നിന്ദ, ഹൂ കേഴ്സ് അമ്മ, അന്യരല്ല അമ്മയ്ക്ക് അരുമ മക്കൾ, ദേ ആർ നോട്ട് ഡിഫറെൻറ്റ് ഫോർ അമ്മ ബിക്കോസ് ദേ ആർ ഹർ ചിൽഡ്രൻ. സോ ഇറ്റ് ഓൾസോ മീൻസ് ദാറ്റ് ഫോർ അമ്മ എവറിഥിങ് ഈസ് ദ സെയിം. വൈ? ബിക്കോസ് ഷീ ഈസ് ഇൻ ദ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓഫ് ദേവി, ഷീ ഈസ് ഇൻ ദ സ്റ്റേറ്റ്, ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് സ്റ്റേറ്റ് വിച്ച് ഇൻ വിച്ച് ലൈക്ക് എ പേഴ്സൺ ക്യാൻ നെവർ ബി ഡെലൂഡഡ്, ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് സ്റ്റേറ്റ് വിച്ച് ഈസ് ബിയോണ്ട് ഡെലൂഷൻ. സോ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് എ പേഴ്സൺ ഹു വേർഷിപ്സ് ദേവി ആസ് ഹിസ് സെൽഫ് ഹീൽ ബി ദെയർ. ഓ, ഐ ഓൾസോ വേർഷിപ് മൈസെൽഫ് ആസ് ദേവി, ഐ വേർഷിപ് ഡെയിലി ഡു കോണ്ടംപ്ലേഷൻ ദാറ്റ് ഐ എം ബ്രഹ്മ, ഐ എം ആത്മാ ബ്രഹ്മ, അഹം ബ്രഹ്മാസ്മി, അഹം ബ്രഹ്മാസ്മി, അഹം ബ്രഹ്മാസ്മി. ഐ ഡു മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ, വെൻ ഐ ഡു മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ ഐ ഡു അഹം ബ്രഹ്മാസ്മി മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ. ഐ എം നോട്ട് ഡൂയിങ് മന്ത്ര ചാൻറ്റിംഗ്. ഓ, മന്ത്ര ചാൻറ്റിംഗ് ഈസ് ലോ ലെവൽ. ഐ ഡു അഹം ബ്രഹ്മാസ്മി മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ. ദർ ആർ ലോട്ട് ഓഫ് പീപ്പിൾ ഹു ക്ലെയിം ദാറ്റ് ഈവൻ അമിറ്റ്സ് അസ്, ലൈക് പീപ്പിൾ ലൈക്ക് മീ ഓൾസോ, ലൈക്ക് വി ഓൾസോ ഡു അഹം ബ്രഹ്മാസ്മി മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ. ബട്ട് ഈസ് ഇറ്റ് ദ സെയിം ആസ് വാട്ട് ശങ്കര സേസ് ഹിയർ? No, why? Because Shankara gives another quality for such a meditation or a contemplation. So aham iti sadha bhavayati, he one is he worships or he is constantly having that thought, aham brahmasmi is always there. So that we don't have it always. Even if we say we have it always, still Shankara gives a second quality for that. He qualifies it what? ത്രിനയന സമൃദ്ധിം ത്രിനയതോ. സോ ത്രിനയന സമൃദ്ധിം, ദ വെൽത്ത് ഓഫ് ത്രിനയന മീൻസ് വെൽത്ത് ഓഫ് ശിവ. സോ ത്രിനയനം, യു ക്യാൻ ഓൾസോ കൺസിഡർ ത്രിനയനം ആസ് ത്രീ വേൾഡ്. യു ക്യാൻ ഓൾസോ കൺസിഡർ നയനം മീൻസ് ഐസ്. സോ ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് ലൈക്ക് ദ വേൾഡ് ദാറ്റ് വി സീ വിത്ത് ആർ ഐസ്. സോ ത്രീ ഐസ് മീൻസ് ത്രീ വേൾഡ്സ് ഓൾസോ വി ക്യാൻ സീ. ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് all the wealth of the world, entire wealth of the world, even Sadashiva's state. Sadashiva is very close with Amma. If only I could be Amrita Swarupa Ananda, I could have been with Amma all the while. If only I could have been Darshika Chaitanya, I would have been always with Tejomi Ananda. I could have attended his class and he wouldn't have scolded me that I am in 4th standard, 5th standard. So we may think all those things, but such a state, the state of Sadashiva. Sadashiva is one who, in whom Devi is pervading his own body. That means there is nothing but Devi present in Sadashiva's body. Even such a state of Sadashiva, the wealth of Sadashiva, the state of Sadashiva, the power of Sadashiva is considered Trinayato, Trinatulyam. So Trinam has grass meaning, but I missed it out, like there is a quality for the grass. It means dried grass, which is of no use at all. So Trinatulyam, so there are many places we may, when we read scriptural works, we may find this word Trinatulyam. That means we don't have any value for such a thing. So that means it's not just aham, aham Devi, I am aham amma, aham amma, aham amma, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. That's not such a chanting. This, it means that everything in the world, we consider everything in the world as Trinatulyam. We are not attached to anything in the world. Everything in the world has no value for us. There is only one thing which has value for us, and that is Devi as myself. Aham Brahmasmi, O Devi. The contemplation that I am the self, that alone has value for me. Realization through this contemplation, that is my goal. I don't have anything in front of it. Whether it be like getting a house, whether it be like marrying, whether getting children, or like leaving possessions, or gaining, like becoming a sannyasi in Chinmaya Mission, or helping one's parents by giving loan and all other things, it doesn't matter. It is none of those that we give priority to. We give priority to Aham Brahmasmi. Whatever helps us in Aham Brahmasmi, that has the highest priority. We consider everything as Trinatulyam. So it's very easy to say Trinatulyam and then say that, oh, I also consider that. I go to Ramakrishna Mission weekly, I go there. I go to Chinmaya Mission weekly. I learn Saundarya Lahari daily. I do sadhana, like daily 6 hours sadhana I do. It's very easy to tell all those things and say that I am also doing Aham Brahmasmi meditation. I am one with, like, whatever Shankara is telling about a person here, I am in such a state. But Trinatulyam means, like, any moment we should be able to leave it. Like, this very moment, if somebody says, okay, come out, like your time is done, come out of it, means like we should be able to do it. We shouldn't even think twice about, I have given some loan for my house, I have given some debt to my friend, I have given I have given a vow to my husband that I'll be there. If we think all those things, then we are very far away from what Shankara is speaking here. What is the, like, I may be far away from what Shankara says, but this is fine. I am fine with it. Yes, we can say that I am fine with whatever I have. I am fine with not joining Chinmaya Mission. I am fine with the way I live. The way I live, the way attractions, attachments I have, I am fine with it. We can very easily say that. But if we say that, then we should remember that we will come under delusion. So that means we will be under Maya's grasp. As long as we are under Maya's grasp and we have a good karma, we have our bank balance in the, like Amrita Swarupa and always mentions, like in the bank of karma. In the bank of karma, if we have a positive balance, then we will have a beautiful life, like no problem at all. I have a lot of money coming. I have no trouble from my parents because I am in USA. Like they cannot bug me a lot. I have escaped from there. We can say all those things. But these things will last only as long as our deposit in the bank of karma is positive. The moment it becomes negative, then we will be running here and there. Then we will go running to Amma. Then we will go running to Tejomiyananta and ask, can I join Chinmaya Mission now? So that's what we would ask at that time. And it would be very bad, like after having 100,000, like depth of 40 lakhs, 50 lakhs, 60 lakhs, then we'll say, oh, I want to join Chinmaya Mission now. So it will be out of our hands. Once it is out of our hands, like we'll not be able to tackle it in any way. So that's why Balakrishna Nair and Vedanta also says, like it's very easy to tell that I will, like when the right time comes, I will learn Vedanta. Now I have everything in life, so I don't want Vedanta. I don't want bliss and all. I have happiness. You can say that. It's very easy to tell that, but when sorrows come, then we will not be able to follow Vedanta. So unless we practice Vedanta when we are in a good situation, when the environment is conducive, we'll not be able to follow Vedanta when our time is bad. We can say that, okay, when the time is bad, I'll learn Vedanta. But when the time is bad, the time will be so bad that we'll have time only to tackle the bad time. We'll not be able to even think or consider Vedanta itself. That's what would happen. So this is not something like which is just a theory. This is what happens in life. Like when something goes wrong, we try to learn Vedanta. Oh, I'm having a lot of trouble at home. My father is bugging me for marriage. I don't want to marry. Therefore, I'll learn Vedanta. I'm getting so much attached to people. I know I shouldn't get attached, but still I get attached. Therefore, I'll learn Vedanta. If we're thinking all those ways, it will not help us, because like those are like when our time is very bad, then we'll not even have mental patience or the mind, the mental strength to learn Vedanta. So as long as we are in a good situation, we should start learning Vedanta, not learning Vedanta alone, but implementing it. If we are able to implement it in good time, then we can rest assured that at least 50% of the implementation will still remain when the time is bad. Else what would happen is like we'll not be implementing at all while in good time, and in bad time we'll try to implement 100%. It will not at all happen. So it will only end in a chaotic life. So our life will become a total chaos. And then we will start running here and there and then say, I want to learn Vedanta. I want to learn Brahma Sutra. I want moksha. When the situation is out of hands, we cannot. There will not be any help at all. Like Mahatmas, like Amma, will try to help and they'll try to reduce it as much as is possible. But still, as Amma herself says, she believes in karma. So karma will always be there. If our time is bad, then only we can be helped only to an extent. They cannot help us beyond an extent. It is always an extent to which Mahatmas also can help us. Like, it's like telling that, okay, I have 1 lakh debt. So if I join Amma's ashram, will Amma clear my debts? Like, Amma will be able to do that. But if it is 30 million dollars or 30 million rupees or 100 million rupees, then Amma also will not be able to do. So that's how the state will go if we don't start implementing Vedanta at the right time. And implementing it means what? Trinayatah. So that is a very important word here. We all are practicing Vedanta. We all are learning Vedanta, trying to implement it daily by saying everything is Brahman. I am Brahman. I am Devi. I am Devi. I am Devi. But we have to like judge ourselves by that word of Trinayam. Trinayatah. So Trinatulyam. Like, how much do we consider worldly possessions? How much do we consider worldly attachment? How much do we consider the entire world and compare it with like Trinatulyam? Are we even very close to it, or we are far away from it? So a person, a Mahatma like who is completely following this, like for whom this is natural, he'll be able to leave everything in 1 second and leave. Whether like he has to tell a lie or not, it doesn't matter. So with respect to Ramana, if we take the case of Ramana, Ramana didn't tell to his brother. Without telling to his brother, he left brother and mother, he left the house. And if we take Tapovan Maharaj's case, like he was managing his brother and other people. And then he said, he couldn't tell the truth to his brother. So he said, like, I am going for a North India tour. Like he always used to do. So he said, I am going for a North India tour. And like internally he knew that he will not come back. But still he lied. So we will do all sorts of things for worldly things. Even if it requires us lying to our parents, lying to our manager that, oh, I need a posting in New Jersey. Why? Because my husband is there and like it's a big problem. I need posting in Trivandrum. Why? Because my father is not well. We may say tell lie for all sorts of things in the world, but when it comes to the real thing, when it comes to Vedanta, we'll not be able to lie. Oh, my friend called, I have to go. My manager called, I have to go. I'm working in support, therefore I cannot come for discussion. So these are things like we may think that, oh, like that is how life is. Like I have to do support. If I am doing support, then I'll not be able to work. That is what feeds me, we may say. But then we have to understand that that means like we are not considering the worldly positions or world itself as Trinatulyam. So those are small things like which really like is a way to find out as to how far we are away from the truth. A person who is able to leave everything and give importance to one thing alone, anything that comes in that path, whether it is like the cops, like, oh, I cannot go against cops and all. If I have to go to India, I'll have to do this customs, this, that and all. We can say all those things. But if we have the will and if we are convinced and determined that I want only moksha. Oh Devi, I want only moksha. Whatever comes in the way, I don't care if it is my own body. I don't care if I have to die for it. I am ready. If we are able to do, then by this, like this end of this birth, we'll realize that is called Tevram Mukshatvam. Unless that is there, we can dream of realizing in this birth, but we'll be far away from realization. We may not even realize in the next birth, as long as we don't have that strong desire. That strong desire means Trinayatah, means like everything is Trinatulyam. We don't give value to anything. So don't give value, or like, oh, Amma gives value to her organization, therefore you cannot say such things. You are giving value to Infosys job, therefore you cannot say that thing. Yeah, it's a logical argument. It's a valid argument. But we need to find out whether in my case might be right, but Amma's case, we need to really find out whether she is affected by how the organization is doing. And unless we know that, we cannot claim such things. We cannot say, Amma is doing, therefore I'll do. Like Balakrishnan Nair lived in the world, your father lived in the world and was still spiritual, therefore I'll be. We cannot say all those things. We need to analyze people and find out. When AIIMS, when the Amrita Institute of Medical Science, the multi-speciality hospital that Amma built, and like after 1 year, the hospital was in debt. The debt was too much. So it was in like in crores of rupees. At that time, like when they went to Amma seeking like her help, because it's a sister organization of MAM or Mata Amritanandamayi Mission Trust. So at that time, Amma said just one thing. She said, I'll give money, I'll invest in it, but the rest is yours. You cannot come to me again and again and say that I want this, I want that. If Amma was attached to the her own sister organization, the organization she was instrumental in building, so that like poor people will get poor people will benefit out of it. They don't need to spend a lot of money for heart attack and many other things. So if it is her own organization, like she was the main instrument behind it, then she cannot say these kind of words that, okay, whatever happens, like I'll not help you. Even if you have to close AIIMS, I am fine with it. You cannot come back to me. So if a person has to make such a statement, that means Amma is totally away from her mission or whatever we call as her organization. And seldom do people know that the chairman of the organization, chairman of Mother Amritanandamayi Mission Trust and Amma's organization is Amrita Swarupananda. The general secretary is Purna Amritananda Puri. Amma has no role, no direct role in any of the responsibilities of the organization. She just gives statements like whenever she has to help, she'll say, we are giving this, that's it. She has no role whatsoever in the organization or the hierarchy of the organization. So before we try to consider or think, like compare ourselves with Amma, as to like Amma has also organization, takes care, therefore I can also do that. We need to analyze and find out as to whether Amma is really considering it as Trinatulyam or not. Any moment Amma is ready to leave everything. When Ramana Maharshi was questioned, like there was a, after the Ramana Ashram was built, there was an legal case. So there was somebody gave a case that the ashram is his. So at that time, the attorney and the people there, the advocates and all, they went to interview Ramana. So at that time, they asked him as to like, if somebody comes to your ashram, like, and his attitude is not good, what would you do? Then he said, I'll tell the person to go away. I'll tell the person to stay away from the place. If he doesn't follow, what will you do? Then Ramana said, then I will get away. So that is the state, like it's not mere words, but that is the state of the Trinatulyam. That is completely implemented. There is no scope of even doubt whether such Mahatmas have implemented it or not. So once Paramarthananda was questioned, people questioned him as to, oh Swamiji, your CDs are selling like anything. Like they are like hot CDs, you can say, or not hot dogs, but hot CDs or whatever is the apt word. And like lot of people are copying it and then sending it to foreign countries as well. So like it's the same as what my father is doing. Like the original CD, one CD of Paramartha that costs 250 rupees. So that is the cost. Entire Gita set is 24 CDs. So that means 6,000 rupees or so. So that is the cost of the CD. But still like people are copying for a good purpose. So when people ask Paramartha that, okay, this is how it's happening, oh Swamiji, like people are selling your CDs, like kind of black market kind of thing. Then Paramartha said, well, that is fine. I'm not bothered about it. Aren't you worried that, like, worried about intellectual property rights and all? Then Paramartha replied, laughingly he replied. He replied that, if that is the case, the first case would be upon me, and that will be put by Shankara, because I am not saying anything new. I am quoting his words. I am interpreting his words. I am using his words. So if I try to limit knowledge, then that means Shankara will complain against me. That I am not maintaining integrity, like I am not like following legal or copyright laws. So that was his reply to it. So that speaks about his state. Though he has an organization, like he has an organization which sell his CDs, like publish books, articles and all. So though he has an organization, yet he's completely away from it. Why? Because Trinayata has been completely implemented. There is no scope for doubt. Like we cannot even find a single situation or single instance where these Mahatmas deviate from this Trinayata. And that is the reason why they are beyond Mahasamvartagni. They are beyond everything. Because they have implemented whatever is to be implemented in life. O Devi, I am you, not just mere words, but it is implemented by considering the entire world as Trinayataha. Everything is Trinatulyam. Only Devi has value for them. Because of that, they go beyond Maya. So Shankara is here telling, like, real worship of Devi as oneself, real jnanam, what we call as Aham Brahmasmi Dhyanam or Anusandhanam of Aham Brahmasmi. Real Anusandhanam is not mere Aham Brahmasmi, but it has to be associated with Trinayataha, considering the world as Mithya. The moment we speak about something Mithya, we will not have any value attached to it. The lowest value that we can give to anything, that's the value we will give to the entire world. So whatever stands between us and Aham Brahmasmi and Devi and Moksha, that will have to wait. That will have to stand aside. It's like the traffic in India. Like the traffic has to wait. Whether we are like CEOs or whether we are like rich people, yet we have to wait when the president or prime minister is passing by. Similarly, for such a person who is following Aham Brahmasmi to perfection, for such a person everything else waits for moksha. If there is time for everything else, then everything else will go. If there is in a time, there is no time for everything else, because it collides with moksha, it obstructs moksha, it stands as an obstacle to moksha, then moksha gets the preference. So if we are able to do that along with Aham Brahmasmi, Anusandhanam, Bhajanam of Devi, then we will go beyond moha, which is the purpose of life. So purpose of life can be satisfied not by mere worship of Devi as oneself, but Aham, O Devi, I am, you are myself, I am you, Aham, Tuam Aham, you are me, I am you, like myself is you, everything is you. So I am you, and whatever duality, whatever the world I am seeing, it's only Mithya, it's only an illusion. Therefore, I consider it as Trinatulyam. Those are Trinatulyam to me, those are equal to grass which is dried grass which is of no use. If we are able to do that, then we will go beyond all the sorrows of the world. That's when a person realizes and he becomes a Jivan Mukta, which is what we are seeking. So we need to try to find out as to how much, like to what extent Trinatulyam or Trinayataha we are. Like we are able to accomplish how much of Trinatulyam. When that becomes perfect, Aham, Aham iti, Tvam Aham iti is always there. if we are learning Saundarya Lahari, that means we consider Devi as our inner indwelling self, so it is always there. But Trinatulyam is very important. So that's where Vedanta says that Brahma Satyam, more than Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya is more important, because the moment you say Jagan Mithya, you are convinced of it, then automatically a substratum of Brahman comes and it becomes Satyam. So it is automatically there. And if that is there, then it has to be my nature, Jivo Brahma Eva Naparaha, because I am always there. So Jagan Mithya or Trinatulyam, Trinayataha, is more important, because that is where most of us lack. We don't lack in spiritual sadhana, we don't lack in our spiritual knowledge, but we lack in implementation of setting aside everything else, implementation of considering the world as unreal. So that is what we have to concentrate. So we can try to find out how much or to what extent we are, or where we stand with respect to Jagan Mithya, with respect to Trinatulyam, Trinayataha, and to that extent we will be able to overcome Maya, to that extent we will be able to overcome Dukkham, to that extent we will be able to experience bliss as well. We'll continue with the next day. Hari Om.